Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
And the Lord done mighty things for you this year.
You are the Lord has done.
Lift your hands, give Him praise. He was. Thank Him. Thank Him.
The Lord would answer.
Thank Him, give Him praise. Has the Lord done mighty things for you? Can I share one quickly? Some time ago, I've shared a testimony about a particular land that God gave my family. It had been long in church. I've shared testimony about how the five was hidden, different battles over the land. And then we got the land papers, we left the land. In December, a friend, almost everybody that knows about the land was just talking to the pastor, when are you going to develop the land? What are you going to do about the land? And all those things. And then I spoke with an architect friend that started, we had the design already. So went to the site with some mason, with a carpenter, to show the carpenter the land that this is where you will come and work. And when they got to the land, they saw land sellers about to sell my land. In fact, they have negotiated, they have agreed. The man was about to pay. He said, okay, let's go to the land again and see the land. And then my friend was there when they have been the final negotiation about the land. My land that God gave me. Somebody wants to sell it. Now for that land, we go bury the person. At the right time, before I take you to bank, let's check the land again. And my friend walked into the land and showed them his ID card. And said, this land is not yours. Anyone that wants to sell this land to you is a thief. Whatever belongs to you that the enemy wants to forcefully take over, may the Lord raise help for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to me. Let's pray together. Say, I thank you for January, February. All the things you have done. I return today. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. I magnify you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you give me praise? Give me praise. Give me praise. Give me praise. La bakata kata leboko. Aria kata da 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 ba kata, ebe keri kata da, bazata kari terelelelo, marike telelelelo kuria, akata kata, ebe ketelelo kuria, ebe ketelelo kuria kata, rabakata.
We
give you praise, we give you honor. What we've been praying for, it has come to pass.
You are the Lord answer.
What we've been praying for
has come to pass. You are the Lord answer.
What we've been praying for,
it has come to pass.
Many people can look. It's a few people that see. Are we here? Are we in church? I'm a spiritual being. I don't move by what I see physically. I move by what I see spiritually. And anything that will happen physically, you must have seen it spiritually first. Hello, are we here? And when we are saying what we pray for, what we are waiting for, it has come to pass. Some of us are seeing it spiritually, even though it has not happened physically. Hello, in the world, seeing is believing. In the faith, believing is what? So some are saying, oh, the 10 prayer points. The Lord has done. Say, which one I don't see? Now, because you don't get better eyes. Hello? Hear us. See all.
The Lord has
done. Can I know your voice? What we pray for?
We've been praying for.
Now, hear us come. Put on the screen. Can we read together? And there was a long. Can we go? And there was a. I can't hear you. There was a. And the house of. Hello. You know the last prayer we prayed on Wednesday was about Judah. And you know David was the son of Jesse in the lineage of Judah. And you know, the lineage of Judah always gets stronger and stronger. And their enemies get weaker and weaker. Listen to me. It does not matter who is against you. Those people and those circumstances, they will get weaker and weaker. You will get stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus, the path of the righteous is the shining light. Our own is from glory to glory, stronger and stronger. Lift your right hand, say, I'm growing stronger and stronger. I am getting stronger and stronger, growing stronger and stronger. I am getting stronger and stronger. Every circumstance, every situation against me, they get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. They get weaker. They get weaker. And they get weaker. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to pick an area of your life. Are you under financial embarrassment? Every financial embarrassment. I am getting stronger and stronger. You are getting weaker and weaker. Everything bringing shame. You are getting weaker and weaker. I am getting stronger. Can we lift our hand and let's wait? Say, I am getting stronger and stronger. Every circumstance, any situation against my life, against my destiny, grow weaker and weaker, weaker, weaker and weaker, 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 weaker. Weaker and weaker. Bakata leba koria batakata. Malaka ribo kori jetele. Azatakata la bakadia. Everything against my welfare, they get weaker and weaker. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your hands in my career, in my business. I get stronger and stronger. I get stronger and stronger. The opposition and the competition, they get weaker and weaker. Can I hear your voice? I get stronger and stronger and stronger. I get stronger and stronger and stronger. There are people against me. The circumstances, the situation, the opposition. They get weaker and weaker. They get weaker. They get weaker. They get weaker and weaker. I get stronger and stronger. My children, my family, we get stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Strengthen me, O Lord. Libe geri agada. Zanda gada. May the Lord strengthen your cause. May the Lord strengthen your argument. May He strengthen your position. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord strengthen you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 41, can we read together? Fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. I love praying by the hand of the Lord. I say hand of the Lord. He said, I will uphold you with my right hand. Are we here? Lift your right hand up. Say, strengthen me. Help me. Uphold me by your right hand. Strengthen me. Strengthen me. Help me. Uphold me by your right hand. Strengthen me. Help me. Uphold me by your right hand. Strengthen me. Help me. Uphold me by your right hand. La banilo turia manada dada bakarda. Eke teke ribo koria. Strengthen me. Help me. Uphold me by your right hand. Lift your two hands up. Say, the Lord strengthens me. I shall not be weak. I can say, the Lord is strengthening me. Say, I shall never be weak. The Lord is strengthening my cause. I will not lose any battle. Strengthen me. The Lord is strengthening me. Say, the Lord is helping me. I shall not fail. I shall not be helpless. I shall not be put to shame. The Lord is helping me. I shall not fail. I shall not be helpless. I shall not be put to shame. Say, the Lord is upholding me. I shall not fall. He is upholding me. I shall not fall. I shall not fall. I shall not fall. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands to Him. Talk to Him about anything. Just talk to Him. Lift your two hands to Him and just talk to Him. I give you a minute to do that.
Just talk to him. 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 Strengthen me. Help me. Uphold me. We bless you. Can you have your seat and bow down your head? Have your seat, bow down your head. But I had peace. Peace, 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 peace. The peace of the Lord. For every fear, I speak peace. I speak peace. For every confusion, I speak peace. Anyone moody, you don't understand what is it. I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak shalom. I speak peace. I speak shalom. I speak peace. I speak shalom. First Samuel 25, verse 6. Lord, we thank you. I don't know the group of people this is for. Put it on the screen. Let's read in different translation. We come by the shalom of the Lord. Whatever is bringing confusion. Every attack against every area of your life. We speak the peace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Put it on the screen for me. And thus shall you. Let's go. And thus shall you greet him. Let's go. Peace be to you. And peace to your house. And peace to all that you have. And you know that word is what is shalom. And I've always told you that peace does not capture the essence of the word shalom. Shalom comes with completeness, perfectness, wealth, total well-being. There is no word that explains shalom. You can't use a single word to explain it. And the English word uses peace. It is more than peace. Well-being, health, completeness, wealth. Can you look at somebody and say shalom to you? Say shalom to your house. And shalom to all that you have. Speak to yourself. Say shalom to me. Shalom to my house. Shalom to all that I have. So we come by this scripture. Whatever you are going through now, whatever is against you now, we speak shalom. We speak peace. We speak shalom. We speak peace. We speak shalom. In the name of Jesus. Another translation. Oh Lord, help me. Another translation. Life. Oh yeah, life and peace to you. Peace to your household. Peace to everyone. Peace to everyone. May he send you help from his sanctuary. And where are you? Where are you? You are in the sanctuary. They move from strength to strength as they appear in Zion. You are the right place, sir. What pursue here is being destroyed here. Are we here? Moving through March with all confidence and all thought of peace. Shalom, 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 shalom. Give me another translation. Another one. Another one. Hey, let's go. Peace and prosperity. Hello, you discover that even the translators are struggling with how to explain shalom. One, the first one used peace. The second one used life and peace. The third one is using what? Peace and prosperity. Can we go talk to yourself? Peace and prosperity to me, my family, and everything I... Another translation, if you have more. If you have more. Say to him, see, go with me. Remember I say, shalom is too big to be explained by one word. Peace, prosperity, health, life. And this one is bringing another dimension to it. NIV, what did he say? Long, still shalom. Oh yeah, let's go. Long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health. I feel like crossing my leg. Point your hand at me. I bless. May I hear the blessing? Pray for me now. Long life to me, good health to me, and good health to all. Lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say long life to me. Say good health to me and my household, and good health to all. Therefore, I come and I decree, anything contrary to this in your life, let them be buried by thunder. Let them be buried by thunder. Let them be buried by thunder. In the name of Jesus. I will not want to do this today. Let me just wait till next week. Ephesians 6. Let's take verse 16. My time is fast spent. We've been looking at the whole armor of the Lord. We've taken the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of preaching the gospel, the shield of faith. At the first service today, we took the helmet of salvation. Now we take the helmet of salvation again, because it is very, very important to me. Let's read from verse 16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation. Please help me tell somebody, take the helmet of salvation. Last week, I spent a long time trying to explain the breastplate of righteousness to you. And I can remember saying the breastplate of righteousness covers from your neck to your waist, front and back. And I remember we saying that the most vital organs of our life, of our body, are between our neck and our waist. And righteousness covers and protects the vital areas of your life, the vital areas of your Christian life, the vital areas of your life. But you know, I've seen people donating one kidney and living on one. In fact, late last year, there was a news of scientists abroad transplanting a pig's heart to the heart of a human being. And the human being lived. And they are still watching the person. I've seen people whose two kidneys has failed. They pass them through machine and they go through dialysis. The only thing is that they might not be able to leave the bed. But they are still alive. Have you heard a different story like that before? But can I ask you a question? Have you seen anybody without his head that is living? In our village, have you? Pastor, if you follow me, go ahead. There was somebody I can show you. He has no head that is still living. Anybody from that kind of village here? Anybody? So, Tori no read this side. Listen to me. Without salvation, you
can't even begin the battle because you are dead while alive. Don't copy church people if you are not sure you are saved. You know, sometimes you come to church and say, lift up your hand. Say, devil, you are stupid. You can do nothing to me. If you are not born again, take my advice. Don't join them in saying that. Because your head is not covered if you are not saved. Your head will be cut off. Salvation is the most important thing. And it's what brings you entry into the battles, into you winning the battles of life. There is no one without a head that survives in life. So, if you have nothing protecting your head, you can be taken away at any time. So please, I beg you, in the name of God, I did not ask if your name is Mary. I did not ask if your father was a deacon. I did not ask if you had a devotion today. I'm asking, are you born again? Are you on your way to heaven? If not, your head is exposed. You don't have the helmet. And without the helmet, every instrument that you have looks useless. Because your head will be targeted. You know, we've seen people without hands. We've seen people without legs. We've seen people without some organs still surviving. Then no one without a head can survive. If you are not saved, you are in trouble. If you are not saved, you are in trouble in the battles of life. But let me go a little bit further. When we're talking about salvation, if you go through the Bible explains salvation in three ways. Salvation past, salvation present, salvation future. The Bible explains salvation in the fact that we were saved. We have been saved. We will be saved. Let's take the first one. We need to explain this very well and understand it much. Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. Let's go. Can we all read together? For by grace, you have been through faith. People that went to grammar school. I'm not talking to people that went to high school. Or communities. I want to talk to people that went to grammar school. You have been saved through faith. Is that past tense, present tense, or future tense? You are sure. I don't want high school or community secondary school people to talk. I want grammar school. So, you have been saved through faith. Is that past, present, or future? When you give your life to Christ, Jesus comes to your life. And you were saved in the past. I'm not sure we should dwell on this much. The day you gave your life to Christ, you were saved on that day. So you can tell anybody, on so-so and so date, for people that know the date, say, on so-so and so date, I was saved. Is that good enough? And we're saved by grace through faith. It's tempting for me to stay here, but I don't want to stay there. We have been saved. Is that understood? Hello, is that understood? Because I want to take time to explain this just as I took time to explain righteousness, because those are things we don't understand that makes our faith shaky. So, we have been saved. If you understand that, say amen. Let me hear you. Number 2. Philippians chapter 2. Let's take from verse 12. Add 13 to it. 12 and 13. Put the two of them together. Remember, I said the Bible explains salvation in three ways. Salvation past, salvation present, salvation future. Or we were saved, we have been saved, we will be saved. Now let's do. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absent. Now, let's go. Let's go. Walk out your own with fear. Stop there. I've heard this. One of the verses I've heard mostly while talking to Nigerian Christians. The Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What are you doing now? You better do something now before you go to hell. After fear and trembling, what is there? What did you see? That is the issue with us. What did you see after trembling? That is a problem. Go back. After trembling, what did you see there? What did you see there? If you saw comma, you went to grammar school. If you saw for it is God, you went to community secondary school. That is a problem that makes us misinterpret scripture, that makes us argue about things we don't understand. Most of the time, people caught it. The Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, and they end it there. It must not end there. There is what there. For, let's go. For it is that does what? No, don't worry. I'm not going to say you are from community secondary school. Please read for me very well. Let's go. For it is God who works in you both to will and to walk. So that salvation you are working for, who is working it out? He saved you in the past. Even this present salvation that he asked you to work out, it is him that works in you, through you, to achieve his good purpose. Listen to me. You can never live the Christian life by your power. I think January and February must have shown some people. This year, I'm going to do this. This year, I am going to do this. This year. And the engine of your car knocked. My God, after all my prayer, this is not how we said it. Listen to me. If you must live the Christian life, God must live it through you. It's not by your power. It's not by your mind. That is why you will say, I will not go there again. I will not go there again. And then you go there. I will not do it again. I will not do it again. And then you do it. Why? Because the Christian life cannot be lived by your power. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his own good pleasure. So the Christian life is you releasing your life for God to live through. So, morning, you will hear a voice. Don't take that route today. Take another route. You remember, when you take that route, he asks you not to take. Even though by experience, that is the best route. When you go through that route, you discover that you have a problem. That is because you listen to experience. You did not listen to the words of God. There was a day I was late at work and I was coming home. That was like 2 years ago, before COVID. And as I was coming, the Lord told me, I just said, I'm taking you through Kuba. And 2 days before, I've gone through Kuba and there was hold up. And already I was late. I was thinking about calling somebody from the church to come and meet me, carry my car. I enter Okada and come to church. And I know I'm not going to tell many church members that I'm going to enter Okada. So they say, God forbid. Then me, I need to come and lead prayer and preach. By head, I'm taking you to Kuba. And I know at that time was a peak of a hold up in Kuba. So I got to that public service. Will I turn right? Will I turn left? I said, okay, let me go with the voice of the Lord. And I went to Kuba. And you know, it was as if angels had gone ahead of me and they opened everywhere. And I came to church and entered. I got to church. Church was almost empty. And then people started coming. I said, ah, Pastor, how did you do it? Ah, if you see, you hold up today. But I heard the voice. I'm taking you to Kuba. If I did not listen to that voice, who is walking through me, both to will and to do of his pleasure, I will not be living the Christian life. I will not be working out my salvation. So when, before I became born again, maybe I'm a liar. Maybe I was a gossiper. And I want to open my mouth to say something. I will hear a voice. I say, don't say anything. Shut up. Don't say anything. Now, working out my salvation is listening to that voice and letting him to walk through me. Are we in church?
Now, the problem is we want to live for ourselves. We want to live our power. That is why you are not sure whether you are saved or not. You are not sure whether you are going to heaven or not. You know, I told them in the first service, whenever you get to a point when you are not sure whether you are making to going to heaven, be sure you are not going. Can I repeat myself? For safety, whenever you get to any point in your life and you are not sure you are going to go to heaven, just tell yourself, I am not going, and sort it out immediately. Let me repeat this daughter. Yoruba people used to say, it is only heaven that knows who will be saved. But I want to tell you, it's a fallacy. Even the person that will be saved knows. Help me ask somebody, if you die today, are you sure where you are going? The way the thing heavy for people to ask self. Stay with me. So, before we give our life to Christ, there were some challenging things we have. Some have anger challenge. That you are giving your life to Christ, you were saved. It was in the past. But work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that works through you. He's saying yea to God. So one day somebody does something, you are, calm down. Don't fall into temptation and say, I will do it and I will come back and ask for forgiveness. You are not working. You are not allowing God to work out your salvation. If anybody tells you living the Christian life is easy, he's a liar. It is hard. That's why the Bible says, take up your cross. So the Christian life will make somebody look at you and lie against you face to face. And you feel like slapping the person and say, if you lift your hand, keep quiet. The Christian life makes somebody accuse you falsely. And you wanted to defend yourself. And he says, say nothing. Say nothing. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God that is working through you. Are we still in church? Let me explain that again. Sometimes when you give your life to Christ, you have anger problem. Some smoke, some are drunkards, some have anger problem, some are womanizers, and then they give their life to Christ. For some people, anger, womanizing, alcohol, smoking, stop the day they gave their life to Christ. Immediately stop for some people. When you know in church, we pretend as if for everybody, it stopped the day you give your life to Christ. But from personal experience of everybody seated here, you yourself know, that no be everything they stop the day we give a life to Christ. So for some people, even though they are Sunday school teacher, they are still pastor. If a fair lady passes, you will see him, as I was saying, if he's driving, his side mirrors are done in a way that if he passes, he can check the thing that he saw immediately through the side mirror, because there is a church member by his side. I didn't want church members to see that the men are smiling, the women are frowning. So he checks by the side mirror. It is not that he's not born again. He was saved, but he needs to continually be saved. Are we in church? Sebi, you say you are born again. When we became born again, he does not take everything away the same day. But God, through his Holy Spirit, works in us, through us, for his perfect day. So some alcohol stop immediately. Then he goes to a corner to, and one day you catch him in the corner and say, so bro, you were deceiving. He was not deceiving you. There is a present, continuous work of salvation in his life. Hey, and you are still angry. He is not deceiving you. He still has a soul. He still has a problem with gossip. He still has a problem with anger. Then you need to release himself to Holy Spirit to walk through him, to walk in him. You have heard the story, I've shared the story, a joke about the pastor and the deacon. They were rushing to church, and the pastor drove rough for the deacon. And the deacon removed his hand from the window. The normal, when he removed the hand from the window, he saw it was pastor. Let me pray. Bless you, sir. There's nothing wrong with the deacon. The deacon is still on earth. He is human. He needs God to walk through him, to walk out his salvation and take it through. But you know, after the deacon has been born again for 15 years and he's still exhibiting that, there is a problem. What I'm telling you is that you are normal. Your temptations are normal. Overcome it by releasing yourself to God to work it out for you. Do we understand what I'm saying? But you know that I'm your pastor means that there are some things you don't expect from me again. They don't remove the fact that your pastor is human. I'm here. Even though you are a woman, there are still some things we don't expect from you. Because the Holy Spirit is able to work it out through you and from you. Put it on the screen again. I want us to read together. Put it on the screen again. I want us to read together. From walk out. Let's go. Walk out your own salvation with fear and say, for it is God who works. So let's pause. So allow God to work in you. How long will it take God to change you? When a man has been born again for a very long time and his life has not changed, he is the one stopping God from working through him. Both to will and to walk for his good pleasure. That is what we call salvation present. In theological terms, we call it sanctification. The first salvation in the past, we call it justification. The day you became born again, God, Christ justified you. He calls you holy. He calls you a saint. He calls you righteous. Now that you are alive, you need to live a life of sanctification. And it means you allow the Holy Spirit to continually change you. You cannot be perfect. You are a woman. But the Holy Spirit continually changes you and makes you better and better and better. That's why we say the path of a righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. Not for money alone. Not for money. Not for success. Brighter and brighter. Holy and holy. Better and better spiritually. Righteous and righteous. Allow the Holy Spirit and God to walk through you. Listen. So you will not get to heaven and God asks you, why did you fail in this area? And you say, I have no power. It is that you did not allow him to walk through you. Do we understand this? Hello, do we understand this? Salvation present. What is salvation future? Salvation future is that Jesus is coming one day and he will save us from this world and we'll go and reign with him. Salvation past, we have been saved. We were saved. Salvation past, justification. We have been saved. Salvation present, sanctification. We will be saved. Salvation future and glorification. If Jesus comes again, will you go with him? So the helmet is your salvation. If you don't have it, you are not a Christian. You are not protected. And you cannot fight the battle. The second thing you need to know is that the helmet protects your battlefield. Your mind is a battlefield. Can I tell you this? Witches and wizards are not as strong as your mind. I can give you an example of that. You know that many of us here, if they put sacrifice at a junction and you see it, you know some of you will run to church to come and pray. Some of you will never go out again. Some will do 21 days prayer and fasting. It is your mind. If a drunkard comes and sees the thing, he will come and hit you and say, stupid people, they put this in again. He will carry the egg he will eat it and throw the thing away. I'm not arguing about what will happen to him later or what will not happen, but I'm telling you, the drunkard will sit down and do anything he wants with it. It is the mind. Listen to me. You can't be wealthier than your mind. You can't be healthier than your mind. You can't grow higher than your mind. You cannot do better than your mind. So the helmet of salvation is to protect your mind. The battlefield. And how does it protect your mind? Philippians 4:8. I close with that. How does the helmet of salvation protect your mind? Philippians 4:8. Put it on the screen for me. Finally, can we read? Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything of excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, read it last part. Read last part. Let me hear you. Say it loud. Let me hear about that. Think about. So he's telling you the formula by which you judge your thoughts, by which you check your thoughts. If you have been in this church for a long time, you will know my favorite invention that I'm still working on. Can you remember my invention? My favorite invention is to invent a machine that when I point it towards your mind, it will capture what is your mind and put it on the TV screen for all of us to see. So as we are seated down, my favorite version, I just do like this, and then we see your mind. If we capture what is on your mind now and put it on the screen, what will happen in this church now? Hey, Cherry Mama, God forbid, Pastor, you will not succeed in that invention. You know what? That is what is happening in heaven now. I've shared with you before when I used to have different thoughts and I don't do anything about it. I woke up one morning, I was having devotion, our daily bread. Sometime 1996 or 97, our daily bread. And then after, you know, they put a quote at the back below. And you know what the quote says? It says, Your thoughts on earth are louder and more visible in heaven than your words. When I saw it, I received deliverance immediately. Have you seen immediate deliverance before? You know, different thoughts, thought girls, thought music, thought, and I was still born again, spirit-filled, tongue-speaking, teaching. But if you check my mind, different things they happen. The same way where some people sit near some people and the thing where they think about now. Your thoughts yesterday, today, tomorrow are more visible and louder in heaven than your words. Because you have your thoughts first before your words come. Because you might not even convert your thoughts to your words ever. The heaven sees it. So let's say my invention did not work. That invention is in heaven already. And God is about to deliver it to my hands to do the thing. That invention is how word of knowledge works. So you need to be able to judge your words, check your thoughts by this 8 point. Is it 8 or 9? I can't remember. Now, whatever is in your mind must go through this test. Number one, let's go. Is it true? Is it honorable? That will mean if anybody sent anything to you on social media and you share it without confirming if it is true, you are working against your salvation. Are we in church? So it is not everything that you do your hand like this and carry WhatsApp, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. Which other one day? Twitter. Is it true? Remember the belt of truth. Is it true? Number two, let's go. Is it honorable? Is it just? Is it pure? If I ask all of you to submit your phone now for me to check, what will I see on it? Hey. what will I see on your phone? Is it true? Is it just? Is it honorable? Is it commendable? Is he of excellence? Is it worthy of praise? Let your thoughts be tested by these things. And in doing that, you are allowing God to work your salvation, working it out through you. I pray that at the end of the day, when the trumpets are sound, me and you will not be found wanting. In the name of Jesus. And you know, one of my prayers, my wishes about when Jesus will come, he should come around 9:30 during the second service. Let's see the people that will stay and we that will go. But if you are in this church, I'm not sure anybody should stay. If you stay, it's because you have not listened to the word. I know if I appear before God, I'll be able to hold my hands high and say, Lord, I taught them, I speak the truth, I told them what they need to hear. They decided not to hear themselves. So when the day Jesus will come, my wish, 9:30, 9:45. Don't let your thought put you into trouble. Bow down our heads, let us pray together. Say, Lord, help me. Talk to me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Walk through me, Lord. Walk through me. Say, Lord, I allow you to walk through me. I will not fight your will again. I will not go against your word again. I allow you to walk through me. Can we lift our two hands to him in surrender? Lift your two hands to him. I allow you to walk through me. I will not fight your will. I will not go against your word. I allow you to speak to me. I choose to obey you. I choose to follow you. I choose to follow you. Can you talk to me? I choose to follow your instructions. I choose to renew my mind. I choose to think about what is yours. I choose to think about what is true. I choose to think godly thoughts. I choose to allow you to walk through me. I choose to allow you to help me. I choose to walk my salvation with fear and trembling, allowing you to walk in me, through me, for your perfect will. Say, I choose to think holy thoughts, pure thoughts, just thoughts. I choose to put away every pornography. I choose to put away every evil talk, every evil testing. I choose to not use my tongue to pull anybody down. I choose not to use my tongue to slander, to gossip. I choose not to use my tongue to kill anybody. I choose to follow you. I choose to forgive. I choose not to be bitter. I choose to let go. I choose not to revenge. I choose you to walk through me. I choose not to make a point. I choose you to make a point through my life. I choose to follow you. I say today, when people see me, they will know I am a believer. They will know you are working my salvation through me. I choose to live righteous. I choose to be helped by God. I choose to follow. I choose to renew my mind. I choose not to think evil thoughts. I take away pornography. I choose to follow you. Talk to him. I choose you. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way. Wisdom and choose the way. Can you talk to him? Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of justice, of sources, of wisdom, of honor, of glory. I choose the way.
Lord, I'm too small to contest with your will. I release myself to your will. I am too small to fight you. I am too small to say no to you. I release myself to you. I release myself to you. I release myself to you. I ask that you help me. Live through me. Give me the grace to obey. Give me the grace to follow. Give me the grace not to ask my way. Oh Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way. Lift your two hands up and say, Lord, have your way. If I resist you, deal with me. Have your way. If I resist you, still have your way. Do what you are supposed to do. Lift your two hands to him. Say, oh Lord, do what you are supposed to do. Have your way in my life. Do what you are supposed to do. When I stand against you, clear me out of the way. Have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Listen to me. There's a difference between you allowing God and God doing it by force. That's the difference between humility and brokenness. Humility, you humble yourself. Brokenness, he comes and he breaks you. Don't let the Lord break you, sir. I've gone through it sometimes. If you go through that, you'll be like Jacob. You have a mark to show for it. You'll be like Moses. Moses studied in Egypt. He was an orator. But after 40 years of wilderness, he became a stammerer. Don't let the Lord do it the hard way. Allow him to have his will. Yourself. And you know what? The movement of God is like a train. You can't stand against it. It will crush you. But if you allow the train will stop. It will carry you in and keep going. But if you stand in front of a train, it will clear you. That is the will of God. That is the way of God. That is the move of God. In fact, whether you pray it now and say, have your way, do what only you can do. Move in my life. Whether you pray it or you don't know, he will still do it. But it's better you are the one that allows him to do it than for him to do it forcefully. Ask Samson. Ask Jacob. Jacob was still limping. See, he died. He was limping. You can allow him so that he will not limp. And your body will still be the same. Lift your two hands to him. Have your way. 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 I am tired of going against you. I am tired of having my way. I am tired of doing anything my way. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end is destruction. When I was in university, the day I got my admission, I was reading the Bible, and the Lord gave me a word. Do not do as they do in that land. I have it in an old Bible. I wrote it there. Instructions for Abiodun Aribike concerning Unilag. I wrote it down. When I was in part 3, I've forgotten the year, we had an exam. 5 unit course. It was structured, civil engineering, structured. 5 units. I've read before that five-unit course. Late Ibidabo Gbe was one that taught us systems, computers. His mouth was so sweet that when he's teaching, you can't judge. So he came to the time of exam and there was no notes to read. So we went to the exam hall and the questions were there. Remember, do not do as they do in the land. I am your God. So I was in a class and people were talking to themselves and teaching themselves. I sat and said, is this how I'm going to fail? So I beg, give me the ready, give me the thing. I'm talking about 1990, maybe 93 or 94. I know your time has changed. But the ways of the Lord have not changed. So I wrote the thing down. When I left the, I did not ask for forgiveness. I did this on Zakara. The next paper was five-unit course. I was the one teaching people. So I got to the class. As they gave me the paper, maybe it was a guilt of the other day, I don't know. My mind went blank. I could not write anything. The one they taught me was a two-unit course. But this was a five-unit course. My mind went blank. I looked for what to write. It ain't no gel. For the first time in my life, and the only time in my life, I failed that exam. I failed woefully. You know, when you fail the exam and people will gather again around the exam, you do. At that time, I was on first class. That thing, move me. Drop me down. Bah! I never went up again. Listen to me. Follow the way of the Lord. I've shared with you how I was looking for a job and I did not get a job. And I went to see a friend of mine in Oba. And he told me, Biodun, you made 2-1. You did this, you did that. Change your age. And you know, for some of us that graduated after those age that they say you must, you know, I will not say. They change your age. So I made up my mind. In fact, I was angry. I was going to change my age. As I was going, I got to the front of Lateran Assembly. And there was a hold up there. I look at the left side and look at Lateran Assembly. And on the signboard, I saw, you can win with righteousness. What I saw is you can still win with righteousness. But what was on the board is you can win with righteousness. But everything I saw is you can still win with righteousness. That was why I did not change my age. 2 months after, I had a job. And my life has never been the same up till now. Righteousness is difficult. But righteousness wins at the long run. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's better people leave you behind and go, and you overtake them later, than you follow them on the path that will lead to your destruction. Are we in church? Hello, are we in church? Bow our heads, and let me pray for you. Lord, give your people the grace, the enablement, and the empowerment to live their lives for you. You have not called us to an easy life. You have called us to a righteous life. And righteousness in this world now is not easy. But give us grace to live righteously. Give us grace to follow you. Give us grace to make you have your way in our lives. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.